Welcome back to Ready, Set, Roll, Curse of Strahd Edition. We are having fun in the Death House. If you haven't already listened to the other episodes, you might want to go back and check them out. We are promoting the Curse of Strahd books in our feed. So if you like what you hear and you want to participate and make Curse of Strahd your own, you can click our link in the show notes and buy the book. We're not doing any ads because this is basically one big ad for the book. So go out and buy it. Anyway,
do it.
I know what's coming. And Ben, I have to say, not it.
Ben, what? Would you like to do the recap for last week?
Why you do this?
Because you're the one that had a concussion.
Why you do this?
I didn't get a concussion, just beat the shit out of me. So
that could be synonymous with a concussion.
No. Well, we entered a town, which unfortunately we don't know the name of yet, because we just entered and two children approached us asking for aid. Being the wonderful adventurers that we are, we decided to take them up on it, and Kinku thought maybe she can get some good loot out of this house because it looked really nice anyways, but she didn't say that out loud, because why would she? Upon investigating, they entered said house. At first it seemed barren. Of course, upon investigation, it became very obvious that the house was not as kind as it may have seemed at first, and after finding a secret room, discovered that it seems that the owner of the house may have been a servant to the tyrant lord that we have been brought to take care of. And it seems though the children seemed that seemed like the children spoke truth to Kinku, to the Kinku, because that's not her name. She's a Kinku, a bird. Sorry, I was rereading that note. And it seems that the brother that they refer to is a stillborn child. So now it's up to us to figure out what's really going on in this house. And as we went up further, an iron suit attacked. And at first it seemed like we were kicking its ass. And then it did a whirly bird and hit the bird. And it made the whirly bird whirly bird. And then Moss Bird saved said whirly bird.
I got you, bro.
And then Roland, seeing that the armor is so grand against his sword, who, no matter how many times he hit it, it just made a big bong sound. He decided that he must have it. And then Mossberg acid dipped it. And then armor was no more.
I don't got Roland, though.
Also, Roland will remember that.
He will. He never forgot. And neither will you.
It is a perfectly good Ready, Set, Roll recap.
Anyways, there's a door.
There is a door.
I feel like we'd like to move faster.
Probably. But Kinku's going to she's going to peek in. She's going to just push the door open real quick, but not enter. Just kind of like jump back like she's prepared for something to come after her.
Well, as you push the door open really quickly, there is a mop that kind of like falls out, because this is kind of like a cleaning closet, storage closet type of deal. And there are like sheets and blankets that are folded up there.
Moss Beard attacks the mop.
Huh?
Moss Beard attacks the mop.
Well, good, because the mop is attacking you as it grasps onto your leg.
What?
Is the mop actually attacking him?
The mop is actually attacking Moss Beard.
Shit.
Kinko watches.
Guess I'll roll.
Mossbeard, would you like to roll initiative?
Yeah.
Shit, oh, it was almost God.
Damn it, 5.
So, Kenku, you want to go check out this room? I'm sure Mossbeard has this mop thing under control, right?
Get the fuck back.
She kind of wants to glance. Is there anything else moving in the closet?
No, the closet, other than the obviously possessed mop, is fine. Other than it being, like, almost desolate. You know, like, it's just everything, the sheets and stuff have been eaten through by moths and stuff. It's just...
Well, she quickly closes it before anything else comes to life.
Okay. A natural 20 on my first attack. And a 17 on my second.
This is some bullshit. Yeah, both hit. God, how much damage does a mop do, though?
I really want to find out. I really do.
Take 14 damage on your first attack.
What?
I'm fucking Craig.
And take another bullshit. 7 damage.
It's a okay, fucking I rolled, mop.
I rolled Craig. 7 damage twice. It does a 1d4 plus 3, and I rolled 4 twice.
Fucking mop, Craig.
And it was unconscious and I critted on the first one.
I'm unconscious from the first attack. Are you fucking full of yourself?
I swear to God, dude, I critted you.
Which is bullshit, by the way, because I initiated the first attack, but it's fine.
Oh. Well, attack it, Daniel. Go ahead and attack it.
Okay. This one gets some damage out of it. 22 to hit.
That hits.
Primal Surge.
If 22 did not hit that mop, we were in very, very big trouble.
Dealt 7
we
acid,
were in trouble.
Dealt 7 acid damage.
7 acid damage, okay. God. So as you step on this mop, the back end of it, it kind of like rakes up and the tendrils of the mop hit you in the face and wrap around your head as you like comically like, and it does, I'll re-roll, Daniel, because I feel like I gypped you.
Even more
No, it's
damage.
Fine. I'm fucking unconscious, but holy shit, I was not expecting a mop to just come out swinging like that.
God. The amount of damage it's a mop.
The real boss, the real monster in the house was the mop all along.
It dealt 21 fucking points of damage. I'm so pissed off right now.
I think you guys need to send that against Strahd.
I'm literally 2 death saves in now.
You are
at this point.
Well, what's your total health points?
It was 12.
Okay, I was gonna say, because if it hit like, oh, you're like for double. You would have been dead.
It would have had to hit 24, but good fucking God, it was clear.
So what's the mob doing now since he's unconscious?
By the way, are you two fucking helping
so
her?
So it's kind of like...
Here?
So it face-huggered Mossbeard, and once he fell to the floor and it knew that he was down for the count, it kind of left off his face, and you just see like the... tendrils of the mop are kind of like crawling, spider crawling their way towards one of you guys, and the broom handle is just dragging across the ground, so you can just hear it as it's scraping the floor, and every now and then like it will take a big lurch towards you guys, and you just hear the as it slams down trying to get closer to you all.
So, after watching this mop just, excuse the pun, but mop up Mossbeard, she's like, I'm not getting near that fucking thing, and takes out her short, are we doing initiative on this, or like, what's going on?
Yeah, I rolled initiative, you guys can hop in whenever, so.
Yeah, I got.
I just wanted to know where.
12, because if it's coming towards us, I'm not dealing with this mess.
I have a 6.
Okay. I already have you in the initiative tracker, so go right ahead, Mr. Or Miss Kinku.
Which piece is closest to Kinku at the moment?
The tendrils are like they're kind of like lurching towards you and Roland, so that would be the spot that if I was to hit, I would hit it. It's the meteor part.
Let me double check what else I have, because just in case.
Fucking Christ.
I'm gonna shoot I got my short bow out. I'm just gonna try to shoot an arrow at it and hope I can, like, pin it to the floor or something.
Go for it, buddy.
I'm
not gonna give you disadvantage because, generally speaking, when you shoot a bow at something and when it's prone, it, you know, you have disadvantage against it. But since it's a mop, I don't really know what to do here, so...
13 to hit?
That misses.
Oh, God. And then I'm going to use my move action to move behind Roland.
I'm sorry, Dan. I did not expect to roll max damage twice and then one of them be a crit.
What kind of a fucking mop has a +3 bonus to damage? What the fuck is going on here?
Mops in Peruvia are apparently as deadly as they are efficient.
We are level 1 still.
If I get up, I'm getting out of this fucking house. God.
As the king gets behind Roland, she makes the sound that Mossbeard made when it strangled him.
So, am I next here?
Yes, you are next in the order, Roland.
Smite this fucking broom, please.
Wait, so
I don't like this game.
So can you know what's happening? How far away is Mossbeard? Is he like right next to me?
You kind of said you all were taking a step back just to see what was going to happen, but you're within a couple steps. You're within reach of him, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna tap Mossbeard and lay on hands for one.
Please don't get me back up. I don't want to get hit again.
It's
dying outright. I don't
want to get hit. Mossbeard's going to take his ball and go home.
And that is my action. Unfortunately, I can do no more here.
This mob wants to kill me. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, in fairness, I'm worried if I don't like get you back to one, it might decide to do this.
No,
because you said you're at 2 death saves, right?
Yeah, fucked up. Because whenever you get hit while you're unconscious, it counts as like a crit, auto crit, which counts as 2 death saves.
Yeah, so we talked about that last time. It only counts as 1. Because remember, the first hit was a crit, and that was what knocked you out, and the second hit was just a regular hit, so that's just one death save.
It's when prone and unconscious meet.
Yeah, it's because you're incapacitated, the condition incapacitated. It's sort of like being paralyzed. Whenever a melee hit happens within 5 feet, it counts as a crit hit, which counts as 2 failed saves. But anyway, Mossbeard's back up. He's feeling like shit. Not understanding what in all sweet heaven happened. So, yeah.
Well, it is now the Mop of Doom's turn. And it's going to come after Roland. Because that's where it was, like, lurching towards. So what it's going to do is you're going to see, like, the back of the broom kind of angle itself up as it's going to slam down onto the head of the mop. It's going to fling the ass end of the handle forward to try to hit Roland and do, like, a flip in the air to try to hit him twice. And what it's going to try to do is get the tendrils of the mop around Roland's face like a face hugger.
Why does the mop have 2 attacks?
I don't know. I don't make these characters.
The fuck is wrong with this game?
It's a it's a challenge 1/4. That's a challenge rating.
This is breaking all of my preconceptions of fucking D&D right
That's
now.
The best kind.
This stupid ass mop. God.
Jesus Christ. Does a 22 and a 23 hit you?
Oh my God.
Yes, both of those will unfortunately go their way to my face.
Oh God.
Alright, take 11 points of damage.
God, fucking damn.
Like total or?
Total.
I'm at 1.
Yeah,
How'd your characters die? A mop.
A mop killed you. TPK, baby. Curse of Strahd baby's edition.
Dead. Baby's dead. We're fucking leaving.
Jesus Christ.
God, I fought rats that are weaker than this shit.
Mossbeard.
Fuck.
In sheer panic, what are you doing? As you see that Roland is being hugged to death.
Is it away from me? Is it away from me?
Yeah, I mean, it's not on you.
Oh, my God. Oh, so it's like in still reach distance, though, that it can smack me. You know what? We just need to hurry up and kill this thing. I've only dealt 7 damage to it. Just die, you damn mop. Mossbeard's going to get in a flank with Roland and stab it with Primal Fury again. God. Just fucking... 16 to hit.
That hits.
God, just die, you stupid 5 acid. Oh my God.
The mop's starting to fall apart, but it is still together.
Kinku, stab this stupid thing, please. Please, just stab it and kill it. That's Mossbeard's turn. Oh my God.
I'm having fun. I don't know about you all.
I'm enjoying a mop. Mopping the floor.
Oh my God. So whose turn is it now?
It's your turn, buddy.
So there's a mop. So what's the handle doing? Is it just laying there?
It's kind of like wagging around like a tail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just up in the air, like just trying to keep itself positioned on Roland's face.
I'm just going to pull my dagger out and try to slice it off of his face.
Please, go for don't it. Miss.
19 plus 5.
Thank you.
That hits.
Do I add sneak since there's 3 of us on it, basically?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 6 points of damage.
And that is enough to take out this mop of doom.
Did you roll 2 ones?
Jeez. I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Oh my God.
Plus my 3. It was bad.
Ugh. Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's just a fucking mop. It's not the boss or anything. We almost got wiped out by a fucking mop.
It could be the boss. We don't know. What's the problem?
The fucking armor was weaker than this.
Oh my God.
I need a short rest. I'm in pain.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, like, but so Mossbeard and I are real messed up after that.
Yeah.
Which, since you all are taking a short rest, I would suggest that we take a quick break so we can go tinkle.
Let's not do it out here on the floor. What's the safest-ish room, we think, of the ones we've seen?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell because there's more of those armor on the second floor.
The broom closet does not feel safe anymore either.
No. Oh my God. Oh.
I can't do it anymore, man.
Actually, maybe the hallway is the safest place.
All right, guys. So you all, after that harrowing encounter, have a door that is really close to where you guys are standing, and a door on the opposite side of the room that has double doors. I mean, at first glance, that's really all I can tell you, unless you make like a perception or something.
Okay. Why ain't you gonna let me have my level 2, man?
I got a 3 on perception.
Nice.
I got a 20 non-nat.
4.
Alright, so, Mossbeard,
mm-hmm.
You notice that the wall next to the door that you all have not opened yet, that you all are closest to, it, on close inspection, seems to be a fake wall, and once you press on it, you hear a click, and it opens up to a staircase.
Well, now we know how to get to the fourth floor.
Yeah.
I don't want to. There may be more man-made appliances.
Well, should we finish this floor before we go up?
I don't want to really either, because there's the mops in the closet.
We shut the door. It should be safe now.
So on this floor we have the double doors and another door.
Correct.
Is there any? Do we hear any sounds from any of them?
If you put your ear next to the single door next to the mop room and the fake door, you can hear what sounds like a creaking noise, like a wooden chair that's rocking back and forth or something like along those lines.
Is there like a wide enough crack that I can kind of peek underneath either of the doors?
Yeah, you can look underneath of them. It would only give you enough. So I play this game with my daughter sometimes to make sure that she's actually asleep. And when you try to look underneath the door, you can only kind of see like either feet or faint things. You can't really tell what's all there. When you look underneath this door, you notice that the wall goes down a ways, and then it goes like kind of opens up into a smaller room. So there's a room inside of this room, if you will. If you look all the way back, you can see like bedposts in there. What you can kind of make out is one end table. Other than that, you'd have to go in.
And this is the one door room, correct?
That is correct.
But there's no, I don't see like any kind of movement like a rocking chair.
You do not see any type of movement like a rocking chair as far as you can see from looking underneath the door.
Kinku gets back up and kind of looks at the two and kind of giving the look of, should we investigate? Like she gestures towards the door, kind of like, should we?
I mean, we may as well.
Yeah.
So, we're in. Okay. So that being said, she slowly turns the knob and just slowly opens the door and kind of like peeks her head in to look around real quick.
Y'all kick the door down. We're here, motherfuckers.
I'm not Leon. I'm not Leon Kennedy. Calm down.
So the stained glass windows cast a green hue over the room. There is a large shrouded bed and the open room, like doorway that you could see from underneath the door, you notice that there is a nursery. Within that nursery, there is a cradle, like a crib type deal, and it's got rocking legs on it, and it is rocking back and forth. It is draped with a black, covering over top of it. It's a mesh covering, so you can kind of see through it, but not very well unless you got on top of it. In the room itself, there is a large wardrobe with a full-length mirror covered with ivory and berries, so it's like an ornate type of mirror. Anything else, I'd have to give you like a perception check, but that's what you see at first glance in this room.
I rolled, let me double check what my, I backed out of my app, one sec, a 22
for perception. Okay, with that 22, you notice that, there is a secret door, presumably that leads to that staircase that you saw previously, it's just the other side of it, and, when you look at, really look at that mirror, you notice that eyeballs are what you would think was the berries. Like, once you started looking at it, it's not berries, they're like eyeballs that are on this thing.
So Tinku pulls her head back in and closes the door and looks at the two kind of like, no.
But you did see that that nursery with the, cradle and stuff in there.
And it's moving. Yeah, she's kind of like shakes her head like she doesn't want to go in there.
Is there something in there?
She takes a moment trying to think, because it's hard to explain that without actually having the words to explain it. So she's sitting there kind of like... She pulls her arms up and kind of like she's rocking a baby. And then she puts her hands out like there's a like she's holding a table and then rocking back and forth at that. And then she kind of makes like a soft like baby sound, like a baby laugh thing. She's playing a game of charades, so you have to guess what she's trying to talk about.
Baby in room.
She shakes her head no. She kind of gestures towards like she forms the idea of a rocking cradle in her hand, like her hands with.
And then Roman, are you picking up any of this?
I'm just gonna open it and look inside.
She's like, damn it.
So Roland,
I appreciate the attempt, but sometimes it requires just seeing it.
Roland, once you look inside, you see everything that I've previously described. I'm not going to do it again, other than the fact that I'm going to tell you that you do see that there is a cradle in like what you would consider a nursery that is covered in a black shroud, and it is slightly rocking back and forth, but you don't see anything that is actually rocking it. You do see the giant mirror and stuff, but other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, she makes sure to like tug at you and points at the mirror and at the eyes.
Okay. I have a bad feeling about this shit. I'm gonna remove the veil over the crib.
Once you do that, you see that there is a small bundle. It's like swaddled. You know what a swaddle is, right?
Yeah.
So it is a swaddled baby-sized type of thing, and after you like part aside the shroud, you hear from behind you, "No!" As you turn around to see a ghostly figure as its jaw is agape farther down than it should. It is abnormally screaming at you as it lurches towards you. It is a ghostly figure with a female shape as it tries to take a swipe at you.
Oh my fucking lord.
Okay.
Okay, you're totally like cool with this.
Well, no, I would probably try to defend myself.
But
she's actively like coming up to me and like taking like the full swipe, or just like
she is actively like coming, lurching at you, going to try to take a swipe at you.
So I'm not gonna lie, you screaming really did make me jump. Like I did a full jump, and I was like, "Oh fuck!"
That's the point. I'm trying to scare you all. So I would enjoy it if you all would roll initiative with me.
Yeah, we're finding a ghost. Fuck me. Right? Oh, God, and I roll like shit.
16.
12.
6.
Damn. God damn.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't like that.
So, the lovely lady of the night...
No.
Is going to take a swipe at Roland, and she's basically what she's not more swiping Roland. She's more like shoving him, trying to shove him out of the way. She really does not like it that you are over top of this crib.
Okay.
Does a 13 hit your AC?
It does not.
So her corporeal hands just kind of like phase through you. You get a chill down your spine as it is ungodly cold, but it's not enough to overpower you, and you kind of stagger back in disbelief. It would be your turn, sir.
If I just take a few steps away from the crib, does she stop, or is she still kind of like rage?
She is in a rage, like a fit, like just beside herself. She's her, she doesn't have eyes, it's just like black holes, and you just see like this black ooze that's just kind of like running down her face, almost like tears. And she is just swinging wildly, trying to come at you.
Run the fuck away. We can all just leave, man. We can just get out of the room and leave.
I'm going to use my action to tell her that Rose and Thorn are worried about their sibling.
Must is a free action, man.
Yeah, that's a free action.
I don't know. I'm gonna say those words.
It does nothing to stop her from her fit of rage, as she's still just, you know, you see every now and then, like, she'll pass through certain things, but other things get caught in her, let's say, pardon the term, but ghost mode, as she's, like, flinging quarters off into the subway. So she's just pissed off, and you really can't reason with her.
Okay, I will hold my action to attack her if she comes back at me.
Sounds good. Kinku, what is Jingles doing?
Jingle jangle. She's not even sure what to do, because it's like a ghost, and it doesn't really have a corporeal form, correct?
Correct. It is completely see-through.
So she's like looking at her dagger and looking at it, and she's like, she glances at the mirror. Is the mirror doing anything? Is it looking? What is it doing?
In the mirror, you can see the shape of a woman who is in, like, kind of like nanny uniform. And you can see Roland, and she is taking, like, swipes at Roland. She does look extremely upset and distraught, but she is not corporeal.
So does it look just like the ghost, or is it just like it looks more human, I guess?
It looks more human. It actually looks like exactly human, other than the fact, I mean, it's mirroring what's going on.
What's the eyes doing?
Nothing. They are slightly bleeding, if anything.
Shoot a bolt at the at the mirror.
You're gonna what?
Shoot a bullet.
Shoot a bolt at the mirror.
I think you shoot a bullet at the mirror. Jesus!
Bang! No, I forgot. I keep thinking I got a crossbow. It's a short bow.
Okay, you can shoot a arrow at the mirror. The mirror will shatter. I'm not even going to have to make you roll anything.
Okay.
She will scream, kind of shudder a little bit, and then she turns her attention to you.
Oh, boy. Oh,
fucking damn it.
I'm good. Well, I can't, because that was my action.
I will say that did 10 points of damage to her.
You still got your movement, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. Move it behind you.
It worked so well last time.
I'm behind you. I got my dagger out now.
You're just kind of shaking, like, oh god.
God.
And you know what? Roland wasted his action because it was going to come after him.
It's fine. He can take AOOs. It's cool.
All right, old Mossbeard.
Fuck me, man. God. Moss Beard's going to generate more magic stones from his wonderful beard, and he's going to throw one of them at her. God knows why. Hoping for the best. 13.
That hits her AC. So you see this stone, it starts to pass through her, but the arcane energy, once it gets inside of her, it just explodes.
Hey, druidic magics, man. Arcane energy.
Oh, my bad. My bad, bruh. The druidic energy.
5 points of damage.
A flower comes from off of the fucking... pollinates inside of her.
What?
Well, he was arguing about arcane energy. It's turn. It's form.
I'm also going to give okay. two of the stones to Kinku. Use these. Also, is she looking at me or still at the Kinku?
She is still looking at the Kinku, even though she when you hit her with that, her form kind of like bursts out, gets kind of stuck mm-hmm. like static, and then comes back together as she continues her enraged movement towards Kinku.
Oh boy.
That brings us back to the top of the order, which is this mm-hmm. pissed off bitch.
Christ.
But she tries to completely phase through you, Mossbeard. You feel sick to your stomach and shaken to your core. But by doing that, it slowed her down just enough as she takes a swipe towards Kinku that she's not able to actually meet anything.
Oh, thank God.
Roland, it is your turn.
Okay, so she's facing Mossbeard and, like, she's between Mossbeard and Kinku right now, right?
Right.
Okay, while she's distracted, I'm going to try to grab the kid out of the crib.
All right, you do so. And she turns back with hatred in her eyes.
Oh, boy. Okay, I want to make it known that I've got my shield out, and then the other arm has got the kid.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, God, what are you doing? We are just pissing her off.
Well, she doesn't exactly seem the friendliest anyway, so...
Oh God!
I don't want to say that's going to be your action. You can do anything else if you want. I mean, you could use your movement. I'm going to say you use your movement to grab the kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take the dodge action then. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Smart move. Smart move. Kinku.
So the mirror's gone. Is the eyes doing anything? Or are they just gone?
It's kind of like shattered. So the whole mirror has been destroyed.
Okay. Can I use a? Is there anything else in the room of note aside from?
It just looks like a mirror. It looks like a regular ass room. You know what I mean? Like.
Okay. I would like to find a dark corner and stealth.
Okay.
25.
That's a pretty damn good stealth.
And that's all I can do since I can't use it as a bonus action.
Mossbeard.
Well, seeing as all of her attention seems to be on Roland and the kid,
mm-hmm.
He's going to take this opportunity to get away from her.
Well, she was already getting away from you, so... Okay.
And then he's going to, man, he doesn't know what to do. This is some scary shit. Nah, that's dumb. He's going to cast Magic Stone again and throw another stone at her. Cool. The stones in Kinku's hand are no longer magical.
She's fine with that. Mm-hmm.
Tried and true.
Ooh. 23.
That hits, buddy.
7 points of damage.
Once you hit her with that stone, you just see the stone pass through her. She disappears, and the rock bounces off Roland's shield with a cling.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. But... You know, magic stones are magic stones, so I'm kind of hoping for the best here. Maybe you should put the baby down.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think I will. I don't think she's going to do anything while I have it.
Would you like to look at said baby? Because you haven't seen its face or anything, or felt it move at all.
Yeah, that was next. Are we still in combat, or has she been gone long enough?
She has been gone long enough that you think everything is A-okay.
Yeah, I'll undo the swaddle a little bit and make sure the kid's okay. Or I guess see how the kid's doing, if the letter is to be believed.
So, once you unwrap this hoard of blankets, there's nothing inside. It's empty. It was just a bundle of blankets.
I'll just keep unfurling it and show the others.
Crying on the inside.
Kinga's not moving or saying anything. She's staying hidden. she's waiting for a fucking ghost to come out of somewhere.
This is my life now. I've accepted it.
Yeah. This is my corner. I like it very much.
It's as far as I know, it's safe. So what would you guys like to do? Is there any sounds
happening at all?
None. It is eerily quiet.
Let's imagine all three of them just standing there still. Like, not even moving, just quiet.
I mean, after that, I would be.
I never knew that I could freak anybody out like this in Dungeons & Dragons.
It's the fact that it feels like if anything hits us, we're dead. So it's like,
I think we should check out that secret staircase that goes up. And then we have to deal with the basement.
There's still the double door room on this floor if we even want to do that.
It's kind of a hit or miss for me right now. Like, I feel like upstairs might be more important because it was a secret door, you know?
Kinku slowly edges out from her little hiding spot and kind of glances around, like half expecting something to pop out as she appears. And then looks at Roland and Moss Spirit and was like, leave room?
Aye, let's leave the room. I have to say, gentlemen, this was a shit decision on our part. We have taken many a job, and this was probably the worst.
Woman.
Well, it's yes. Not even over yet.
I know. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
So you're saying we should go further upstairs, though?
I think it's worth doing.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
She nods and repeats, go ahead. Go ahead.
Alright, I will go stand in front as I'm being so subtly ushered to.
So
and, make my way up the secret stairs.
As you get up top to these stairs, there is a door, but the door is locked. You give it a good shake, and you can't get it open.
Kinku reaches up with the key and wiggles it at you.
I will extend my hand and see if you actually give me the key.
I'll give it to you.
I'm going to take it real fast. Sorry, it's not usually this easy. I'm going to try this key and see if it does anything.
It fits and unlocks the door.
Nice.
Okay, so...
And behind scary door number one is... Sorry, scary door number 10.
The room is dark. All of the windows up here are bricked up. There are two child-sized beds close to the door. There's a toy chest with windmills on it and a full replica of the house in the middle of the room. Next to that are two small skeletons with very familiar clothing, the smaller of which is holding a stuffed toy.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I got chills down my spine from that.
And we're sure, like, looking at these skeletons, and we're absolutely certain it's the same.
Yeah, from the clothing, they look really worn and old, but you can tell, especially by the smaller one's stuffed animal.
Can you hear King go, see? Because you're the only one in that room seeing what's in the room so far, so she's curious still.
Are there any other doors or anything up here?
No, not really. It just seems as though this is kind of a bedroom with certain unsettling things in it.
I'm just going to close the door and lock it and tell the others we should just go back downstairs.
Kinku tilts her head. Why? What room?
Yeah, what's in the room?
With everything else we've seen today, you don't need to see that.
Oh, all right. Probably King, another ghost.
King is not too thrilled by that answer, but at the same time, after, like, the shit that's gone down, she's like, okay, don't give a shit. Not going in the room, because fuck it.
Yeah, I don't want to be stabbed by a dolly next.
By going up to the attic,
in a bag.
You all level up to level 2.
Oh,
and I think that is a perfect place to stop for the evening.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh. Right.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Fuck this. Is...
Fuck this game.
This is going to be my whole fucking time with this book. I swear to God, I'm going to be able to fight anything that is super powerful, but I swear to God, it's going to be the most mundane bullshit.
I can hide for a bonus action!
Huzzah!
I am this close to taking Circle of the Moon, I swear.
I mean...
I'm so tempted.
So can you tell us anything else about that mirror now? Or no?
Yeah, I'm a little bit curious how that ended up doing.
Or do we need to wait, I guess?
Yeah.
I can tell you more about it. It's fine. Okay. Really, it's just kind of a mirror. I just threw in the extra spookiness of you can see, like, a regular fucking person in there. I thought it...
Motherfucker, I was like... I was sitting there like, what can I do? And I was like, I don't know. She's probably freaked out. Let's just break the goddamn thing.
But yeah, I knew that you, I knew you guys really didn't have much that could fuck with her because it takes, she has resistance to non-magical attacks. So the only person that could actually do anything was Mossbeard.
Yo.
And you guys were pretty fucked up from that mop fight. So I was like, you know what? It's going to be scary sounding and, it could do some, it could be helpful at the same time. So I kind of threw it in.
Yeah. Cause I was like, because whenever you said corporeal, I'm like, I have nothing. I was like, I'm just going to hide and let this play out, because I can't do shit to it anyways.
At that point, yeah, we just had to turn into like...
Yeah, no, but now we've all experienced a down. Well, actually, no, Roland hasn't been downed yet. He got close.
Very.
God, and it... going up in the fucking attic, and it's like, hey, guess what? Remember those kids? They're dead. It's like, wonderful!
Yeah, that's, that is for Roland to bear, unfortunately.